一同打开创世纪第二十二章。
Let us turn to chapter 22 of Genesis.
创世纪第二十二章。
Genesis 22.
我们再从第四节开始读。
We will read from verse 4.
我们一直读到第创世纪第二十二章，我们一直读到第三十节，第二十节。
20.
我们大家一同来读，轮流来读。到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方。亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说：“你们和鲁在这里等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。”亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说：“父亲啊！”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，上帝比自己预备做燔祭的羔羊。”于是二人同行，他们到了上帝所指示的地方。亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒，放在坛的柴上。亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”天使说：“你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏上帝的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。”亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊两脚扣在皱密的小树中。亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒，直到今日还说，在耶和华山上必有预备。耶和华的使者第二次从天上呼叫亚伯拉罕说：“耶和华说，你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓，论父我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙。你的子孙必得作仇敌的臣人，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。”于是亚伯拉罕回到他仆人那里，他们一同起身往别示巴去。亚伯拉罕就住在别示巴。我们读经就到这个地方。我们上个礼拜谈到神很严肃的要求亚伯拉罕把他的独生子献上给他。
Last week we talked about how God demanded the sacrifice of Abraham's only son.
亚伯兰就这样顺从上帝，把他的孩子带到加密山上。
And Abraham just simply obeyed God and brought his son to the mountain.
这个很不近人情的。
This is something that is very unreasonable.
很不符合理性的上帝的命令。
A command from God that seems irrational.
亚伯兰为什么顺从呢？
So why would Abraham obey?
因为亚伯兰已经养成了对神的信心，是一个不辩论、不怪责、不埋怨，只顺从的一种回应。
Because the response of Abraham was one that does not grumble or debate.
所以呢，他就这样顺从上帝。
And he simply obeyed God.
亚伯兰在这件事情上没有跟他的太太商量。
On this matter, he did not discuss it with his wife.
因为有一些事是不可以跟老婆讨论的。
Some things are not to be discussed with your wife.
特别在顺服上帝的事情上。
Especially in matters concerning obedience to God.
宇宙权柄的一个规律。
This is the order of authority in the universe.
神是基督的头。
God is the head of Christ.
基督是教会的头。
And Christ is the head of the church.
丈夫是妻子的头。
The husband is the head of the wife.
当基督顺从上帝，
When Christ is obedient to God,
他就有权柄掌管整个教会。
He then has the authority to rule over his church.
当基督顺从上帝，
When Christ is obedient to God,
教会就应当顺从基督。
The church then should be obedient to Christ.
当丈夫顺从基督，
when the husband is obedient to
Christ, 丈夫就可以掌管他的家。
Then he can then control his household.
丈夫顺从基督。
And when the husband is obedient to Christ,
妻子就应当顺从丈夫。
The wife then need to submit to the husband.
这个权柄的规律，
this sort of order,
就是整个宇宙在真理的统治下可以享受最好、最安全的一个保障。
Enable the universe to be able to enjoy the guarantee of peace under the obedience of God.
亚当犯罪的时候，
when Adam sinned,
就是整个规律的次序被变乱了。
The entire order was made upside down.
应当神对人讲话。
It should be God who speaks to man.
丈夫对妻子讲话。
The husband speaking to the wife.
妻子对动物讲话。
The wife speaking to the animal.
这样整个命令的系统就从上到下了。
And then the chain of command will come from the top to the bottom.
创世纪第三章你看见。
But in Genesis 3,
神对亚当讲话。
God spoke to Adam.
亚当对夏娃讲话。
Adam spoke to Eve.
结果呢，乱了。夏娃不是对蛇讲话，是蛇对夏娃讲话。
And the order was changed when the serpent spoke to Eve.
以后，夏娃顺从了蛇以后，
after Eve obeyed the serpent,
夏娃就对丈夫讲话。
She then spoke to her husband.
丈夫就听老婆的话。
And the husband listened to the wife.
所以听老婆的话，世界就开始大乱了。
And the world became in a mess.
就是这个次序动乱变乱。
Because the order was made wrong.
你说这是个人的自由，每个家庭不同的行为，我告诉你不是的。
This is not just about personal freedom.
因为这是神所定的规律。
This is an order set by God.
所以如果女人不愿意顺服丈夫，宁可你不必结婚。
If a woman is not willing to be submissive to the husband, perhaps you should not get married.
做丈夫的听见这句话很高兴，原来我有这么大的权威。
All husbands will be very happy because they think of themselves as powerful.
丈夫不顺从基督的，请你也不必结婚。
If you are not submissive to Christ, you should not get married as well as a man.
正讲基督顺从上帝。
Like Christ was obedient
to God, 教会要顺从基督。
And the church obedient to Christ.
当一个做丈夫的顺从主的时候，
when a husband is obedient to the Lord,
才有权柄做一家之主。
Then he has the authority to be the head of his household.
这样整个系统没有被破坏。
And so the order would not be damaged.
从这里呢，孩子顺从父母。
And in this manner, the children will be obedient to the parents.
上帝爱基督。
God loved Christ.
基督爱教会。
That Christ loved the church.
丈夫爱妻子。
The husband will love the wife.
父母爱儿女。
The parents love the children.
儿女孝顺父母。
And the children honor the parents.
妻子顺从丈夫。
The wife submits to the
husband.
丈
夫顺从基督。
The husband submits to Christ.
基督顺从上帝。
Christ submits to God.
整个系统就成了神宇宙法则的一个保安，从最完美的一个保证。
And the entire system becomes the most perfect order set by God.
亚伯兰信上帝。
Abraham believed God.
所以他顺从主为主。
And so he submit to our Lord as Lord.
所以撒拉就把他当作主来顺从。
And Sarah then would treat him as Lord.
撒拉是一些伟大的女子的榜样。
Sarah is an example of all great women.
因为她安静，她顺从。
She was obedient and submissive.
这就是女子最高的美德。
And this is the greatest ethics of a woman.
贤淑，
to be gentle,
智慧，
to be wise,
不要好出风头，
and not one that try to show off.
尊丈夫伟大，
and because she honored her husband.
所以圣经说呢，撒拉称亚伯拉罕为主。
The Bible says that Sarah addressed Abraham as Lord.
像亚伯拉罕称耶和华为主一样的。
Like Abraham honored our God as Lord.
这个顺从就整个世界得到平安的保证。
And this submissive gave a guarantee of peace in the world.
那么这里不是告诉我们，做丈夫的可以凭着这个权威的地位，可以作威作福。任意而行。
It doesn't mean that the husband then can do whatever he feels like doing.
因为当一个人顺从神的道，敬畏他的话，做太太的就愿意甘愿跟他一同做一个敬畏上帝的人。
When a person fears the Lord and is obedient to God, his spouse will then be willing to do the same.
亚伯兰的信心是一个顺从的信心。
The faith of Abraham was one of obedience.
亚伯兰的顺从是一个行动的顺从。
And his obedience was shown in his action.
他不是用理性跟上帝辩论。
It was not just an exercise of debate.
他用心灵顺服上帝的引导。
In his heart, he obeyed the guidance of God.
神既然是主，神也是他理性的主。
And since God is the Lord, He must be Lord of my reason.
神既然是主，神也是他感情的主。
He will be the Lord of his emotions.
神又是他意志的主。
And God is also the Lord of his will.
他的对主必恭必敬。
And he was obedient in all ways to the Lord.
彻头彻尾的顺从。
He obeyed from the beginning to the end.
所以将他的信心是超理性的辩论功能。
His faith therefore surpasses his reason and his debate.
他的信心是超过他的感情的这种常常变化的这种现象。
And his faith transcends his emotional feelings.
他的信心是超过他的意志的背叛的可能性。
And his faith transcended the rebellion nature of his will.
马丁路多说，在真正信仰的心里面是没有问为什么的。
Martin Luther says, in a heart of true faith, there is no question of why.
There is no why in the heart of the true believer. 你真正信上帝，你不会问为什么？为什么？你为什么这么做？你把上帝当作谁呢？
If you truly believe in the Lord, you will not ask why, because you, who do you think God is?
应该这样，应该那样。你想你可以做上帝的参谋长吗？
You think you can advise God what to do when you say you should be like this or that?
因为他思想不成熟，做了很多不应该做的决定吗？
You think that God is immature, have made a lot of wrong decisions?
很多人以为自己比上帝厉害，如果上帝这样做，这样做就更好了。上帝什么时候立你做他的参谋部长啊？
Many of us think that if God will only do this or that, it will be better.
所以马丁路德说，没有问上帝为什么，如果你有真正信心的话。
And Martin Luther said, if you have true faith, you will not ask God why.
当亚伯拉罕听到上帝的吩咐的时候，
When Abraham heard the command of God,
他感到神的命令临到他的时候，
He realized that the command of God was upon him.
照做他的常理，以主为主，绝对顺从上帝。
And he obeyed the Lord and honored him and was obedient to the end.
这件事呢，他根本不必跟他的太太商量。
And he did not discuss this with his wife.
虽然上帝透过他的太太把以撒生出来。
Isaac was of course born through his
wife. 但是做太太的不是孩子的主，做父亲的也不是孩子的主。我们不生一个人，而这个人有主，就是创造他的上帝。
The father and mother were not the Lord of the child, but God who created him.
那天早上他们就走了。
And in the morning they left.
第三天。
On the third day.
他看见了神所指示他的地方。
From a distance he saw the place.
很远的地方给他看见。
From a far away place.
所以圣经没有讲从他看见还要走几天才到他所看见的那里。
The Bible does not tell us how many days more of journey.
这是个遥远的路程。
But it was a long journey.
这个路程需要你很辛苦的在脚步的程序中间考验你的顺从。
Your obedience will be tested step by step on this long journey.
我今天要看到的是什么呢？
What do I want to see today?
他怎么知道是这个地方？
How would he know that this is the place?
他怎么看清楚准准的就是那地方？
How was he able to be certain that it was?
因为他一生顺服上帝有很多的经验。
He is was very experienced in obedience.
他很敏感你上帝的带领。
He was sensitive towards the guidance of God.
他很准确知道神的指示的地方。
And he was precise as to where God wanted him to go.
这种对上帝的敏感。
Such sensitivity towards God.
这种对上帝带领准确性的感悟。
Such ability to perceive the precision.
几十年灵性操练的一个结果。
Is a result of many decades of spiritual testing.
这是很重要的事情。
This is very important.
昨天我们在执事开会的时候
，Yesterday when we had our deacons meeting,
请几个人把他们对这个归正运动在印尼这20年的历史做一些简单的他们感受的一个回应。
I invited people to share about their responses towards the reform movement for the past few decades.
有一个很资深的执事。
There was a senior deacon.
他在这个归正运动从1983年到现在已经有了24年的历史。
He had done 24 years from 1983 in this movement.
我起先非常不习惯。
He said in the beginning I was not used to it.
因为照我们过去工作的方程式。
And based on the way we work in the past.
我们先看看，先观察，好好计划，一步一步照计划来做。
What we always want to do is to observe, to plan step by step.
但是自从我跟唐牧师以后呢
？But since I followed Dr. Tong,
我发现他的动性太大了。
I discover that he is just too dynamic.
他太多改变了。
He has too many changes.
很多临时的决定我们没有办法跟上去。
And he had many last minute changes that we cannot keep up.
我提出感到很大的困难。
And so in the beginning I faced great difficulties.
他一决定做什么他就马上就不论人家对他到底了解多少。
And he always decides and he moves and he doesn't care whether people understand or not.
后来我就去比较忍耐看看到底他做的是什么。
And then later I decided to be more patient to see what he's doing.
等过后以后,
after the event was over,
我在这二十多年看见,
for the past two over decades,
许多时候汤姆斯的决定没有人肯接受。
I see that many a times Dr. Tong's decision cannot be accepted easily.
但后来历史证明他决定的都在上帝的引导中间都成功了。
But history shows that his decision was within the guidance of God and became successful.
慢慢我就习惯就先忍不先多讲话就先做然后看上帝怎么赐福这个运动。
And later I get used to being patient and want to observe how God will bless.
我感谢上帝。
I give thanks to God.
他明白了这个原则了。
That he now understands this principle.
我们的上帝跟人做工是不一样的。
The way our God works is different from us.
所以上帝借着以赛亚责备一些人。
And God through Isaiah rebuked some people.
你筹划太多。
You have planned too much.
无论做什么，要一年前、两年前，这一两年圣灵新的引导，你都不知道。
You always want to plan years in advance, and then maybe new guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以你只要圣灵跟着你两年前的计划去做你的仆人，来随你来走。
And what we always want to do is the Holy Spirit serve us and follow our plans.
当上帝有新的引导的时候
，When new guidance comes from God,
你不但不肯顺从。
Not only are you not willing to follow,
你连即时就察马上了解的能力都没有。
You don't even have the ability to sense the new guidance.
所以这个我们把我们的计划当作上帝，我们把上帝当作仆人，让他帮助我照着我的计划来成就。
And we often treat our plan as the master and God as a servant to make our plan come true.
上帝说你筹划太多。
And God said you have planned too much.
以致疲倦。
And in the end, you're all tired.
在另外一章的圣经里面，上帝讲另外一句话。
In another chapter of the Bible, God says,
我突然行作。
I suddenly will be on the move.
事就成功。
And things then come true.
这是今天西方有形、有组织、有行政经验的社会很难明白的事情。
This is something the West society that is well organized is difficult for them to understand.
也是我对一群的这个很大的生意人讲道的时候。
And once I was preaching to prominent businessmen.
我说，请你们告诉我。
I said, can you tell me?
你们赚的钱
，the money that you have made,
是好好计划的结果，或者是很多不计划忽然来的机会
？Did it come because you had planned a lot, or were it sudden opportunities?
他们莫名其妙，唐牧师为什么问这样的题目
？They were curious as to my question.
后来几个最有钱的人就说
，And some of the richest replied,
我们计划大半死的很多都失败。我们赚的钱都是没有计划突然间来的。
Many things that we plan did not come true, and most of them are from opportunities.
这表示你不必计划吗？不是。
Does that mean that you don't have to plan? No.
表示说你计划是你的责任，不要骄傲，因为上帝赐福的不一定是你的经验。
It means that the planning is your responsibility. Do not be arrogant, but God may not bless you through your planning.
所以从二十多年前
，So 20 over years ago，
我就注意神有没有新的感动。
I will bring great attention to whether God is moving in a different direction.
神有没有新的呼召？
Whether there's new calling from God.
每天很勇敢，而且很谨慎，又很这个敏捷的，要领受，要感受，要顺从圣灵新的引导。
And every day boldly but cautiously, I want to be sensitive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这一生我有很多这一类的经验。
In my life, I had many similar experiences.
忽然间感动来了。
And suddenly the inspiration comes.
马上就祷告。
And immediately I pray.
主啊，你要我做什么
？Oh Lord, what is it that you want me to do?
忽然间困难来的。
And suddenly when difficulties come,
我马上就问上帝。
I will ask God immediately.
你给我这些困难有什么你的带领呢
？What is this guidance through these difficulties?
我们不先受困于苦难中间。
I am not constrained in the first place by the difficulties.
不先享受沉醉于我们的成功里面。
Nor do I submerge myself in the enjoyment of my success.
我们先问主啊。到底你要我做什么
？We want to ask the Lord, what is it that you want me to do?
When failure comes, when suffering happens, when opposition rises, the first question is, what you want me to do, God, in this situation?
当失败来的时候，当有人抵挡我们的时候，我们要问上帝说啊，你要我做些什么？
结果你就把人的重量 人的这一个层次把它放在第二部分。
And when you do that, you are putting into the secondary status the problem of man.
你把神借着这个给你的挑战当作你上进的机会。
And elevated the challenge that God has given to you as an opportunity to strive.
原来危险中间有机会才叫做危机。
And so in all difficulties, there are opportunities.
你看危机，一直看危危危，你就不能脱离这个机。
When you look at crisis, you only see the danger, and you can often ignore the opportunity.
危机中间看有了机会来的，有了机会来的，你是超过这个危。
When you are able to recognize the opportunity, you transcend the danger.
所以危机是什么？
So what is a crisis?
危险加上机会。
It is danger with opportunity.
一个人在危险中间看到机会，这个人是积极的。
A person who is able to see the opportunity is a dynamic person.
一个人在机会中间发现危险的，这个是消极的。
When you look at the opportunity and you can only see the danger, you are passive.
世界只有两种人。
There are only two types of people in the world.
一种人一切的困难都不必怕，一定有出路。
One would say that there must be a way through all kinds of difficulties.
There must be a way up in all kinds of troubles. 另外一种人呢，一切的出路一定有危险。
Some people say always out must have danger.
所以一定有困难。
There must be difficulty.
所以是这两种人在历史中间继续不断显现。
And these two type of people continue to exist in history.
成功
success
是对那些积极有盼望的人很有利的。
It's good for those people who are dynamic who has hope.
Success also favor those who are optimistic, dynamic, and hopeful people. 所以我们不应当一边说我是信上帝，一边说显出的是不信的人的记号。
So what we need to do is not to say that I believe in God, but at the same time have all the marks of the unbelievers.
很多人他们恳切祷告，不是信心的表现，是表达他的挂虑。
Many people pray fervently as an expression of their anxieties.
你看他主啊主啊，他都在表现他挂虑的总名单。
And so when we say, oh Lord, we are telling God the entire list of our anxiety.
祷告不停，不是圣经的不住是祷告，是挂虑一点都没有释放。
They pray unceasingly because they have unceasing list of worries.
我们怎样享受安心？
How do we have rest?
我们在神的全能上信靠他。
We need to place our faith on God's power.
在神的全智上信靠他。
And on God's all wisdom.
在神的引导上顺从他。
And to be obedient to the guidance of God.
当上帝突然有新的引导来到的时候，整个新加坡有几个基督徒发现。
How many Singaporean Christians will discover the sudden guidance of God?
上帝对整个新加坡的教会有新的一个新的亮光，有新的启发的时候，那一个时候，几个人是醒着或者还在睡觉。
How many people are awake when God gives new enlightenment to the church in Singapore?
我老实对你说。
Honestly speaking.
七年半以前。
Seven and a half years ago,
我决定每个礼拜跑五个国家的时候，
when I decided to go to five cities in the world,
我那个时候是很不甘愿的。
I was really very unwilling.
我也没有把握。
I had no confidence.
每个礼拜这么跑，
every week I go round round.
礼拜天中午开始跑，
especially from the midst of the day.
最累的时候，
and at the most tired moment,
一早就起来。
I will have to wake
讲了两次到以后
after two sermons,
他们还没有唱三一颂，我已经在车上像发疯的人赶到飞机场。
Before the benediction, I will be rushing to the airport.
到飞机场这七年半，我常常是最后一个进飞机的人。
I'm always the last person to enter the plane at the airport.
特别是你们新加坡航空公司，
especially your Singapore Airlines.
十分钟以前就关了，
10 minutes before takeoff,
迟到就不能进去，
and you cannot get in.
所以我赶得像半神经病的那样的。
So I was as if crazy running.
最累的时候，越赶越跑，根本没有力量。
When I'm physically tired, I have to rush and run.
一进去的时候
，And as I entered the plane,
马上享受安息日。
Immediately I had Sabbath.
一到飞机场的时候
，Once I reached the airport,
新加坡人对印尼人很不客气。
I always think that Singaporeans are not nice to the
Indonesian. 所以我们是印尼到这里的飞机。
From Indonesia to Singapore.
出来以后呢
？After I alight,
不能坐 as 那个 travelator。
You cannot take the travelator.
他们把它用绳子围起来。
They will block it away.
那么让那个 travelator 在走，你在这边呢，有一个军人一个一个在那边，好像在看守，个个好像恐怖分子一样。
Because there are a lot of security treating us like terrorists.
所以我每次走那条路，好像是第二等公民，被我们小小的邻国欺负。
So I often feel that we are second-class citizens being bullied by this tiny.
你还要笑？我心里不大甘愿。所以我刚才对他说 ，What for? You have traveled to moving. What for? 我问他做什么用？
So earlier I asked him, what's the point of the travel travelator?
你要看你可以站在那一边嘛。
You can always observe us from the other side.
为什么在这边人不可以走？有时候拉箱累得不得了。
And sometimes making the baggage is very tiring.
浪费这么多电不给人家走。
And wasting the electricity.
他说 inspection there, inspection there.
And they say there's an inspection.
但是别的国家来就不是 inspection, 就专 inspect 印尼来的。
But they always inspect the installation.
我说这样浪费 ，you are stupid. 我说
，it's a stupid move.
那么去查的时候呢
？And during the inspection,
没有一个国家飞机场像新加坡一样。
No airport is like Singapore airport.
什么都滴滴滴滴滴。
They keep inspecting you.
什么都没有还在滴。
There's nothing and still beeping.
所以我常常开玩笑说 ，you know what he sounds because I have false teeth.
Because I
我的假牙在响，你懂不懂
？My false teeth is beeping.
那么这一年来，我因为这肩膀痛得不得了。
Because my shoulder has been aching.
Put off your jacket.
They always say, take off your jacket.
I said, no.
I said, no.
Put off your jacket.
拿下来。
我说 I have an injured shoulder.
他说我的肩膀受伤。
所以他们就叫他 superintendent.
And they will always summon the
superintendent. This man has an injured shoulder.
这个人的肩膀受伤。
那么他 superintendent 就比较客气 ，OK, you need not to put off your jacket.
那你就不用把这个夹克拿下来。
那我就瞪那个年轻的人一下。
我 stare the young guy.
就拿来照来照去，照来照去。
And so they keep scanning.
那我再把箱拿出来。
I take my baggage.
累得不得了。
And it's very tired.
所以我想啊，不要做了。
I say maybe forget.
六十几岁了。
I'm in my sixties.
还是这么累。
It's so tiring.
那个我很不大甘愿出来。
I was not willing to do this.
但是我想到。
But I was thinking about this.
这个时代。
This era.
应当把归正运动推广。
We must promote the reform movement.
应当给他有个观念，什么叫做正确的解经。
That we must have the correct concept as to the Bible exposition.
怎么样叫做建立信仰的基础。
To tell people what it means to have the foundation of faith.
所以呢，我好多次就在飞机上睡到连饭都没有吃，因为眼睛张不起来。
And so very often I would sleep through the meals on the plane.
那么来了
，And after arriving,
去旅馆讲了一次，再一次。
After the hotel, after the
meal, 我没告诉你啊
，I don't tell you this.
去年身体不大好的时候
，Last year when I was not too well,
好几次讲到一半差不多要睡觉了。
Sometimes I almost fell asleep in the middle of the sermon.
自己对自己说。不可以睡，不可以睡。
But I have to tell myself that I cannot sleep.
所以勉强讲完。
And carry on.
我有时候想，会不会刚才讲错了，不知道给魔鬼留地步。
Sometimes I think maybe I make a mistake.
又没有机会马上听录音带录的成绩是什么。
But I have no chance to listen to the recording.
信心依靠上帝。
And so in faith we rely on God.
也不再问 why, because there are no whys in the true heart of the true believers.
在真相信的人心里面是没有为什么。
但我告诉你。
But I tell you this.
那时候我清楚知道上帝引导我。每个礼拜在五个国家这样查经。
I am clear that God has led me to five cities every week to preach His gospel.
突然间感到应该去。
Suddenly I was inspired to go.
我就对说主啊，我去。
And I said to the Lord, Oh Lord, I will go.
当我宣布的时候
，When I made this announcement,
我的教会没有反抗，就说你去吧。
My church did not oppose. They said go.
我决定去的时候
，And when I decided to go,
我的太太就说
，My wife said,
你几岁啦
？How old do you think you are?
一个礼拜跑五个国家。
Five countries in a week.
我说是啊。
I said yeah.
就这样顺从了。
And so she submit to the decision.
所以我的教会也很可怜。
And my church is quite pitiful.
因为我是他们的牧师。
I am their senior pastor.
他们跟你一样，一个礼拜只听我讲一个钟头，就是这样。
Like you, they will listen to me an hour a week.
他们没有什么特别的特权。
They have no special privilege.
我常常在外面。
I'm always outside.
感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
所以他们还是顺从。
They still submitted.
还是肯负最大的责任把大礼拜堂建起来。
And they still bear this great responsibility to build our large church.
那么各地方呢
？And in other places.
所以我工作的支持呢
？The support towards my ministry.
没有加拿大的百分之一。
It's not 1% the fervency of Jakarta.
你们也享受同样一个多钟头的解经。
But in the same manner, you will enjoy an hour or more of concentrated preaching.
常常人家感到跟堂牧师很难。
Many people think that it's difficult to follow the
plan. 忽然间有这个计划就做，忽然间有那个带领他就走。
The sudden movement, sudden decision, and he always be on the move.
不容易做决定。
It's difficult for me to decide.
我一做决定以后
，But once I decide,
我就恒心的一直做下去。
With perseverance, I will carry on.
对不对啊？
你说
这七年来我有没有耐心啊
？For 7 years, do I have patience?
我每个礼拜能来一定来。
尽可能 then I will surely come.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
这样有六七千个人
So about 7,000 people
根基信仰就打起根基来了
Their foundation then has been built.
就这样的
This was the way it was done.
亚伯拉罕跟撒拉不同的地方
The difference between Abraham and Sarah
亚伯拉罕是超理性超感情超意志的顺从上帝的主权
Was that Abraham transcends his emotion, his spirit, his will to obey God?
Abraham 是古代人
He was from the ancient days.
Sarah 是现代人
And Sarah was a lot more modern.
Sarah 说上帝给的应许不合科学
She listened to the promise and she said it is not scientific.
不合逻辑
Illogical.
所以上帝对你讲的话根本是废话
And so God is talking nonsense.
我们教人呢，你要生孩子，像天上的心。像海边的沙，根本没有这个事情。你根本的性无能了，怎么有生孩子
？How can you have a child? You're so old, you cannot perform sexually. How can you have children as the multitude as the stars?
你的上帝知道不知道？我一今早就停了。
Do you God, your God not know that I stop and
cease? 这样不合科学的上帝，你还有信他吗
？How can you believe in this unscientific God?
这样不合理性的上帝，你还信他吗
？Irrational God.
我告诉你啊
，I tell you this.
上帝如果用我的办法。他的应许就会成功了。
If God used my method, His promise will come true.
你的办法是什么
？And what is your method?
我把我的小丫头借给你一个晚上。
I lent you my maid servant for a night.
那么你看见老太婆，你性无能；看见年轻人，可能有能的。
Perhaps you are able to perform when you look at a young lady.
那我给她进你房间。
I allow her to go in your room.
给你一次一夜情，说我同意的啊。
And I agree to this one night stand.
就当作正色，不算作犯奸淫。
And so it's not adultery.
我来帮你的上帝推动他一手。
I help your God.
然后他的应许就会成就了。
So that his promise will come true.
这个是现代人的科学。
This is a modern science.
你们这种古代人傻傻信上帝。
All you ancients are so silly believing in God.
信心致富，孩子都生不出来，怎么富？富富什么？谁的富
？How can you be father of those people when you don't have children?
小丫头进房间锁起来，第二天成了。
And on the second day,
很奇怪哈、哦，正式结婚的生不出孩子，偷车的就生出来了。
The real marriage did not produce a son, but the illegitimate one came out.
神应许的不成就，人的办法就成就了。
And the man's method seems to come true.
亚伯拉罕跟撒拉
，between Abraham and Sarah，
一个是有超理性的信仰
，one has a faith that transcends reason，
一个是合理性的信仰
，one has a faith that is fulfilling reason。
暂时看的。
From the temporal sense,
人的办法成功了。
Human method seems to work.
神的办法没有用。
Not God's method.
也就生出了一个以色玛利来。
And Ishmael was born.
上帝的天长很难过。
And God was saddened.
你们对我的信仰。
The faith you have towards me.
是没有耐心的。
Has no patience.
是不是忍耐到底的。
It is not persevering to the end.
乌撒的手伸出来。扶住又跪，给他不跌倒。你以为你帮助我吗
？It is like the hands of Uzziah that held onto the ark that did not help.
因为那一个晚上
，because of that night，
变成几千年巴勒斯坦人、回教徒跟以色列人永不止息的历史争斗。
For thousands of years, the conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis is down.
最可怕的事情是什么呢
？And the most frightening thing would be
是这个小丫头一生的孩子。就开始爬到祖母的头上，看不起这个不生孩子的老人。
And Ishmael will then despise this old man who has no other son.
我告诉你，你提拔的人他会谢谢你，他会爬到你头上来。
Sometimes the people you promote will then go over your head.
所以有时候你做好心不一定有好报。
Sometimes when you do good, it may not mean that you get good rewards.
有很多人以为对下面的人好一点，结果呢，他一上来的时候把你一踩下去，永远不给你机会。
Many people think that they promote the subordinate, but in the end they get kicked off.
我不是告诉你不可以做好事。
I'm not telling you not to do good things.
但也很多人好心做坏事，有的人好心做错事，有的人坏心做好事，莫名其妙。
But it's all very confusing. Sometimes with good intention you do bad things, with bad intention you do good things.
所以怎么办呢
？So what will we do?
亚伯兰的太太
，The wife of Abraham，
看不对了。
She thought something was wrong.
这个小丫头爬到头上来了。
That this maid servant now is arrogant.
她对丈夫说
，So she said to the husband,
请你把她赶出去。
Please get rid of her.
要不然说你把她放进我房间也是你。
Abraham said, "You were the one that suggested this."
你又叫我把他赶出去。
Now you ask me to chase her away.
你怎么这样出尔反尔呢
？How can you be so contradictory?
从前她是小丫头。
In the past she was a maid servant.
我告诉你，她现在是我真正后代的母亲呢。
But now she is the mother of my descendant.
你不过是有结婚证罢了。
You may have the certificate of marriage.
她是真正我的后代的妈妈。
But she is the biological mother of my descendant.
哇，你不想到忽然间发生这么大的变动了。
Suddenly the situation changed.
所以要不然现在很难，很难做决定。
It was difficult for Abraham to decide.
我告诉你，信心之父一听老婆的话，就很难做父，很难决定事情了。
The father of faith makes it will be difficult in a difficult situation if he listens to his wife.
上帝出面干涉。
And God intervened.
上帝要不然。
God said Abraham,
你太太讲的话你要听下去。
You need to listen to your wife now.
做事要做到底。
You have to do it to the end.
这是圣经唯一的意思。上帝亲自发明叫做丈夫的听老婆。
This was the only time in the Bible that God commanded the husband to listen to the wife.
你从前听现在听到底啊。
Since you listened to her in the past, listen to the end.
接受她错误的理性劝告。
You have accepted the wrong position based on her reason.
现在你要做一个违背理性。的一个行动把他赶出去。
Now you had to do something that's unreasonable, get rid of this maid servant.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹。Dear brothers and sisters.
要不然得了经验。
Abraham was now experienced.
神有呼召。
God has his calling.
神有亲的带领。
God has new guidance.
他就顺服不要跟太太商量。
In this time, he did not call his wife.
他把这个以撒带到快要到的地方的时候。
And he brought Isaac to the place that was set.
看出了。神所指示的地方就在哪里
？And recognize the place that God has sent him.
他去过吗
？Have he been there before?
不知道。
I don't know.
他知道那地方吗
？Did he know about that place?
神给他名字了。
God gave him the place.
那是摩利亚山。
On the region of Moriah.
你要到摩利亚山去。
Go to the mountain.
你要把你的孩子献给我。
And sacrifice your son.
他当然有地理知识。
So he had geographical knowledge.
他知道什么叫做摩利亚山。
He knew the region of Moriah.
很敏感上帝的引导。
He was sensitive to the guidance of God.
他对两个仆人说
，He said to the two servants,
你们在这里等
，Wait for us here.
你们把驴子雇得好
，Stay here with the donkey.
我要把孩子带去
，While I and the boy go.
我们去那边以后
，After we reach there,
我们再回来
，We will come back.
我们再一同回家
，And then we go home.
所以四减二等于二。
So 4 minus 2 give you 2.
四个人到这里。
4 has arrived.
两个走，两个不走。
2 gone, 2 stay behind.
父子两个人上去。
The father and son went.
这两个仆人谈什么呢
？What were the two servants talk about?
什么上帝的引导
？What sort of guidance of God?
原来他们自己去旅行。
Two of them went for a tour.
最好风景的地方我们就不可以去。
And we cannot go to the most scenic place.
他们父子去享受。
The father and son went to enjoy themselves.
叫我们在这里看驴子。
We are scared to take care of the donkey.
他们做什么我不管了。
We don't care what they do.
他们不知道，要不然这是一生中间最大的痛苦。最可怕的挣扎。
They would not know that Abraham was facing the most painful struggle in his life.
现在要上山。
Now he has to ascend the
mountain. 上山是很难走的。
It was difficult to ascend.
要拿一大堆柴。
They got to carry the wood.
柴是很重的。
The wood will be heavy.
要拿刀。
With the knife.
要拿火。
With the fire.
还要拿绳子。
The rope.
一大堆的东西。
Lots of things.
驴子不能上去。
The donkey could not go up.
表示这个是不好走的山地。
It means that it must be very steep.
所以要不然跟以撒两个人走上去。
And so Abraham and Isaac went on foot.
走的时候
when they walk,
孩子不懂父亲的心情。